It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Troy Christian High School. Very nice campus they have here. Looks fairly new.
Yeah.
I didn't ask anybody how old it is, but this is a very nice facility here.
For sure.
And they have a Dave Arbogast Performing Arts Center or something next to it, and I believe that's still part of the school. Just a pretty nice facility here.
Yeah, very nice. I love the floor. The dark wood is pretty.
Yes,
pretty.
It is. Mm-hmm. That probably was a little bit of work.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't do that. I'm sure they had professionals instead of just standard plain old people going and trying to do something like that. So I was trying to find scores and that type of thing, and I had trouble finding some of their scores.
Yep.
The best I could do was off of Max Preps. Yep. And let me just see that green sheet there. But I'm thinking they're a pretty decent team, and they had their senior night, and 9-7, so obviously a little over 500.
Mm-hmm.
I believe on the senior night they were saying one of the girls is going to Wittenberg to play basketball.
Oh,
so
cool.
So they're not just some team kind of rolling around with a couple of players.
Right.
They have at least one, and I believe the other one also was going to go and play basketball somewhere, but I didn't hear that. So they have one. For sure, senior, and don't know about the juniors and so forth. I believe they only had two seniors. Is that look right?
Yep, two seniors.
Yep. So they seem to be at least a very good team with some pretty good players. So we're going to have our work cut out for us.
Yep, for sure.
But as we were talking right before we came on the air, that technically not on the air because we're only recording
today
we can't get a Wi-Fi signal again. But so as we were talking before we went on the air, if we can play like we did in the second half of the Coldwater game,
we have a
chance to beat anybody.
Yeah, I think so. I think I know from the beginning of the season we've always had that potential to build, and I think we've figured some things out. And I think Coach Gann has done a great job of guiding them to some success here. So I'm hoping to see that today.
Yep,
put it all together for a whole game.
Yes, that would be very advantageous.
Yeah.
Let's take a little break. We'll come back and talk a little bit about maybe what we're doing, what we're not doing. We did not get a chance to talk with Coach Gann before the game, so there was time constraints of all kinds of things with their senior night and having to wait till the boys got through with practice and all of that. So she wasn't available and I wasn't available, so we didn't get a chance to talk to her. So we'll be back in just a minute.
If you're trying to come up with great meal ideas for your family this winter, let Wayne Street Market help you out. A great place to start is with their cube steak. Right now it's only $4.99 a pound. Grab several packages and you'll have a good start for all kinds of meals. Cube steak and baked potatoes in a salad, cube steak and mashed potatoes covered with mushroom gravy, cube steak with hash browns and corn. Anything your family loves, you can get off to a great start with their cube steaks at only $4.99 a pound from Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Welcome back to Troy, and we're here at Troy Christian.
I think it's the Eagle Nest.
Yes.
The Eagle's Nest. I eagle's see it over on the wall.
Oh, okay.
We're in the Eagle's Nest.
I saw eagles, but I didn't read the wall. I was reading the big. They have really, really nice big electronic screens here. Right now it's just showing Eagles versus Fort Recovery with 4:42 left before we start the game. But I'm sure when they get going that it's the big screen with various sponsors up there and that type of thing. I'm sure that's going to be a really nice scoreboard. This is
beautiful. Beautiful facility.
It is not a huge gym, but it's a good size gym. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say New Knoxville size.
Yep.
And just absolutely top notch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's behind the curtain there. I'm sure it's a stage where they could possibly add more seats or something. But this is a very nice. The gymnasium is very nice, and just being a little bit in the hallways before they would let us in. Yeah. It's a pretty nice facility. Anyway, enough about that. But this is a team we don't play. Very few of our opponents play them, so don't know a lot about them.
Don't know a whole lot, anything at all, hardly.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we know who we are, and we can be up and we can be down. So let's play up for the whole rest of the season.
Yep.
Every
I agree.
Quarter.
I agree.
We just need to get ourselves going because, you know, we started off the season saying we have a lot of potential, and that's still where we are.
Yeah.
And that potential has to be realized now.
Right,
we have to get over potential because that doesn't do us any good this time of year.
I think it's like any game. It's finding the right five or six, however many you need on the floor, too.
Yep. And keeping them on the floor.
Yes.
Like, you can have the right five or six, and if you get a foul or an injury, then you got something else going on.
Yep. So, yeah.
But sometimes it isn't always the same. Going to be the same five either, depending on what the defense is giving you. You may need a shooter instead of a ball handler.
Right.
You may need a ball handler instead of a shooter, or a rebounder instead. You know, so there's a lot of potential there, but it's time for our potential to be reality
exposed and let's get it out there. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get there and do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Whitley was out on concussion protocol.
Yeah,
she's 100%
a lot better.
100%.
I would say and she's got a little bit of a head cold now. So I don't know. I feel like it's always something with her.
Yeah.
You know, she's just, it's just the nature of the beast, I guess, the season and all that good stuff. So. Oh, I get to fist the officials.
So
the officials are giving us the fist bump for
this gentleman here. We've seen him
preseason.
A few times.
Yep, yep. Coach, he does volleyball as well. So I know him.
Oh yes, I bet that's where I've seen him before.
Where you've seen
and
him,
I believe I've also seen him basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And this one here seems to be familiar. The other one, I don't think I've seen him, but.
Yeah.
If he's with these guys, he's going to be
good. Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So
going back to speaking of officials, I thought the officiating on Thursday night's game was really good for that varsity match.
Good.
Or varsity game. I feel like sometimes that officiating they let the girls play. It's like sometimes it's like a like a wrestling match out there.
Yeah,
you know?
And that kind of happened at our, at the Marion boys game and a couple of other ones, Tri-Village boys game.
Sometimes you hate to say the officials have to control it, but sometimes it gets out of control. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you don't want it called.
You don't want to hurt.
Every little brush foul.
Right, and these girls are fighting concussion. I mean, you got Whitley with a concussion. I know that there's a girl from St. Henry with a concussion, a girl from New Knoxville with a concussion. So at some point, there just has to be and I know things happen, but.
Yep. We're getting ready for the national anthem here. We'll take a break and be back in just a little bit.
Yep.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
If you're trying to come up with great meal ideas for your family this winter, let Wayne Street Market help you out. Pick up one of their beautifully trimmed chuck roasts for just $5.99 a pound, then grab some potatoes, onions, carrots, green peppers, or some of their red, orange, or yellow peppers, maybe some celery, and you have a great meal, and plenty extra for leftovers the next day. If you're in a big hurry, head back to their deli. They have meals ready to go every day until 6 p.m. You'll find everything you need to make great meals for your family at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take-and-bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take-and-bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back to Troy Christian.
The
lights are off,
mask?
So they're... I did hear him say they were going to do that, and I didn't think about getting my phone out and get ready, but I'm not sure if we things we have to look at anyway, I guess.
Yeah, we can wing it. We can wing it in the dark, can't we?
Yep. We got the cheerleaders all lit up with their shoes and their
Wrists.
Yeah, wrist bar neon things and doing flips, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty neat. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put a bug in the cheerleaders' ears.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks pretty neat. It's a neat idea. You know, because we do that with our boys. Our boys turn the lights out. It would be cool if the cheerleaders were lit up.
Yeah. And we have girls that can do the the flips and the cartwheels, and it's pretty good. So, again, we're trying to get back into our into a good rhythm.
Uh-huh.
We had that, even though we were playing some pretty tough teams earlier, we had some places where we played really, really well.
Yeah.
And we need to start doing that now because it's tournament time.
Yep.
Drawing is coming up this Sunday or the following Sunday? Do you remember?
What's that? The drawing? I would think next.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think it's next Sunday.
But so we're chances of us getting a good seed are not very good right now. But we do want to start playing well. So that the other teams aren't anxious to play us.
Right.
although maybe that's a good way to sneak up on them.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I agree.
We're getting ready for the tin cupboard tip-off here. And it'll be Whitley, and I can't see who the other one is here. So being blocked a little bit.
And I couldn't see either, so. Yeah.
So the Troy Christian gets the gets the tip. I'll let you go ahead.
All righty. So Troy Christian.
She was taking a picture, so I was talking.
He was helping me out for a minute. Not that I got a good picture, but. So Troy Christian is trying to make something out of nothing. Whitley Rammel gets the rebound. So just a nice opening possession for Troy. The Indians are just putting some heated hot defense on them. So Indians with the ball. Alexis out on top over to Callie Wendell to the left. And we're going to play Eagle, whatever Eagle is. I got Holly right here in front of me, so I know exactly what's going on at all times. So this is going to work out real good. Over to Callie. let's just give her a headphone. Over to Grace. She's going to dish it out to Mara. She's going to shoot a long air ball for two. Over to Callie, out to Alexis for a three-pointer. She puts it up, and it's another air ball.
Yeah, it was off to the side. I think that one might have been tipped a little bit.
I think it did. I think it did, too. So rebound goes down to Callie Wendell. So we're going to give her a nice little rebound. And it was a jump ball, but I'm still going to give it to her. So inbounds to Mara. Goes over to Grace, out to Alexis. She's going to drive and give it out to Callie for three, and she just misses it. She goes in for the rebound and doesn't get it, so it comes down to Troy Christian. They're going to bring the ball down the floor. Off to the left. She's trying to get... Oh, turnover. Good turnover by Mara Pearson. She causes the turnover for the... Not quite the steal, but causing the turnover. That's what we like. So Mara over to Callie. Over to Alexis. She's going to wait and see who's moving. Out to Whitley. I think Whitley's defender is about half her size, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Over to Callie. She was wide open. She was jumping.
Yeah.
Out to Callie for three, and she just misses it. And rebound goes down to Troy Christian.
We're getting open shots.
We
are. That's good.
We're shooting. We're getting some open shots. Yep. I like it. So Troy Christian's going to bring the ball down the floor. They're going to drive and turn it over. Alexis Wendell's going to take the steal. And she goes all the way in for two. That's what we love about Alexis Wendell. I tell you what, that girl is fast.
Yep. Indians lead 2-0 on
balls.
The Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard.
Yep. And ball goes in, and she misses it. Rebound goes down to Mara. She gives it to Whitley. Whitley's going to keep a hold of it and give it back to Mara right away. Yep. So Mara had a couple girls hanging on her on the rebound. So nice rebound by Mara. And she's going to bring the ball down the floor with no pressure. She's talking to coach to set it up.
Yep.
I love being right here. I know exactly what's going on.
It's good. No problem at all.
It's good.
We
You're
like
helping
it.
Me. You're helping me. So we're going to let the clock. And there we go. Out to Alexis. Alexis is going to drive in and give it to...
Tried to get it into
Witt. Yeah, she tried to get it into Witt. And I saw Witt get really aggressive under the basket. And you don't see that too often with her. So foul on Troy Christian. Inbounds play, Grace Guggenbiller. She's going to toss it in to Callie. Callie's going to dribble, give it high post down to Whitley Rammel. She gets double teamed and fouled. Yep. Or no. Did he call the foul or did he call the...
I thought he called a foul.
He just had one hand up.
Wow.
Oh, he gave it to Whitley.
She must have.
Offensive foul.
Must have been wrestling a little bit.
Yep.
I don't know.
That's what I missed. Okay, so they're going to, Indians are going to press all the way down, and Troy Christian breaks the press. Indians down 2-0-2. So no score yet for the Indians. Dribble and drive, and they get to miss it. And rebound comes down to Callie, and they're going to call another jump ball. And possession goes to Troy Christian. That should be ours possession.
No, I think we got the jump ball down there.
I thought we had it. Or they had it last.
Nope, I think we had it.
Because they were, that was Whitley's foul. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Rebound goes down to Mara. Mara's going to take it all the way. She's going to dish it over to Alexis. She's going to have to kick it out to Callie, over to Grace. little 10-foot jumper good for Grace Guggenbeller. Nice so play by Grace.
And it leads 4-0 on the Fort Recovery Insurance.
Yeah, 4-0. Yep. And turnover. So the aggressive play by Callie Wendell causes a nice turnover for Troy Christian. That's their third turnover.
And coming out would be the two Wendell girls, but they're closely related.
Yep.
Callie and Alexis, and I didn't see who.
Kennedy and Kenzie.
Oh, yeah, Kennedy
and Kenzie. So inbounds play, Grace over to Mara. Mara's going to bring the ball slowly down the floor. And Troy Christian also had a couple subs coming in.
Yep, 4 minutes.
Over
to
Whitley,
here.
To Grace, to Mara. Indians up 4-0. Kennedy, she's going to drive it into Grace. And she's going to dish it out to Whitley, over to Kenzie. To Kennedy, she's going to drive a little 10-footer just long. To Whitley, to Whitley gets
rebound.
Two. Great rebound
that
by Whitley,
and
put
and
back for two.
Back
so Indians up 6-0. Oh, Grace with the steal. Nope, not quite. Okay, and they're going to bring the ball down the floor, and she gets two.
Nice move.
So it's one of those where you just take that chance, and we lost that chance. So
they
get
the
first two. Yeah, it was very aggressive.
Yep.
And Whitley really couldn't foul, so
no.
We can't have two in that first quarter.
That's all
so.
She could have done to prevent that.
Yeah, so good defense. And Indians got the ball down here. Hype the top of the key here for Kennedy. She's going to drive. And she tries to dish it in tomorrow, but it just goes off somebody's hands. Troy Christian's going to sub in. Inbounds play by the Indians. Kennedy Mullenkamp with the ball under our own basket. She's going to toss it in to Whitley. Whitley's going to drive and get fouled. So she's going to get to shoot two.
Yeah, a little bit of contact there.
Yeah.
She was 3 feet from the basket, and when she went up, the ball went
behind the basket. Yeah.
Went behind the
basket. So you know there was some hitting going on.
A little bit of something going on.
Yep. Yep.
Let's go, Whit.
So Whitley has it. She had a good night at the line the other night, so we'll see if she can carry that over. First one's good.
Makes the first one at the Hull Brothers foul line.
Yeah.
Good job, Whitley.
Yeah, in this Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, after how many years I've been doing this, I keep still forget I got to kudo those people. So Whitley's second foul shot is good. And their Indians are going to continue with the full court press. Kennedy almost gets the steal, but she gets away with it. And Kenzie, white ball. So Kenzie almost had the steal, and she just knocks it out of bounds.
We are giving them a little bit of fits.
Yeah,
on
just a little of that pressure. They're not handling it too well.
I like it.
And we're so fast that, wow. Oh, inbounds play, Troy Christian, and steal by Mara Pearson. And she goes all the way to the basket, up and no good. Kennedy comes not down with it, but it goes out of bounds off of Troy Christian. So
yeah, I think
I thought she had it, but nope.
Mara got
just
a little
overshot
too far
it.
Under
yep.
the basket.
Yep. So inbounds play, Indians in, and Kennedy's going to toss it in to Mara, and she gets us two.
Nice little. Mara had
that
the ball
little
for approximately a quarter of a second.
Yep, that little alley-oop play for Mara is just beautiful. She just is a finisher, you know. So Troy Christian up, and they're not going to – no score, and Kennedy's going to come down. Kennedy's going to come down with it. So nice job of Kennedy Mullenkamp, and Mara Pearson's going to bring the ball down the floor.
10-2 Indians now.
Yep, 10-2. 2 minutes to go in this Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. Grace Guggenbiller out to Kennedy, to Kenzie, to Mara. Way back over to Kennedy, to Kenzie, to Mara. She's going to drive in, get the ball stolen. And she is coming all the way down and misses it. And they get their own bolt, misses it again. It comes down to the Indians. And Kenzie gets tied up, I believe. Yep.
Yeah,
so she had, I think, if you hang on to that ball too long down there, you may as well forget it.
Yeah.
You know, you're just going to get hammered. So, so jump ball goes to the Indians, and the Indians are going to, be uncontested coming down the floor. So Kennedy is going to give it in to Mara. Let's see what kind of offense we got here. And Carly Niekamp came in for Whitley while we were chit-chatting.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we're going to give Whitley some legs here this last part of this quarter. And Indians are just kind of holding it. They're not getting pressured. So there we go. Over to Kennedy. Over to Mara. Over to Kenzie, and our offense is so over to Carly. Carly shoots it, and She comes down with her own, I don't know, rebound because it was
it only went five feet.
Right.
From the foul line.
It was blocked, so Kennedy over to Mara. I see what we're doing. We're trying to do a little high-low. To Mara and to Carly. She dishes it back out to Kennedy, to Kenzie, over to Mara. She's going to drive in. Just misses it. Ball goes out of bounds off of Kennedy. Troy Christian ball. Indians still up 10-2 with 1 minute to go in this Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. And they are still giving full court pressure. And they make it. They do a nice job of bringing the ball down the floor. They go up and try to get two and miss it. And Kennedy Mohenkamp comes down with the rebound. And a very aggressive rebound.
Yep.
That's what she needs to do.
Yes.
Aggressive
yep.
rebound. Yep. I love it. So we got 52 seconds left to go here. Kenzie to Mara. And they're just looking. They're waiting to see here. Kennedy to Mara. They're just taking their time trying to get this last second shot. 40 seconds to go
try to
left
get the last
in this
one
first
up.
Quarter. Yeah,
I think
looks like it.
If they get an opening, they're going to take it, but they're not going to be in a hurry.
Right.
Leading 10-2 and all the momentum.
Yeah, and our offense is probably 10 feet behind the three-point line right at this point.
Yeah, we're at the volleyball line.
Yep. The 10-foot line of the volleyball court, yep. Back over to Kennedy. We're going to take our time. We've got 16 seconds left to go in this Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. Over to Kennedy. Oh, and it gets stolen. We waited too long. So she gets two. Troy Christian gets two. So we just waited a little too long.
Kennedy with a not long enough.
Yep. So Indians survived the first quarter, 10-4. It looks like Whitley Rammel's going to go in the second quarter, and I think that's it. We'll be right back.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Welcome back to the Eagles Nest, Troy Christian. And pretty decent crowd here. It was senior night for the girls.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys, I'm pretty sure these are the guys' boys' basketball team, a bunch of them.
Yeah,
they were practicing right before they practiced till 20 after 11, so we couldn't come in and get stuff set up right away. But so I'm pretty sure they just hung around, and they've got the pom-poms.
Yeah,
and
they're a great student section, that's for sure. Yeah, for sure. A little over the top. They get the two.
Yep.
So nice play by Tor Christian.
So we were up 10-2 in the,
10-6,
last second of the first quarter. In the first 10 seconds of the second quarter, they've scored two. So it's 10-6 now, Indians.
Yeah. So Kennedy has the ball over in the corner. She's going to give it over to Mara. Mara's going to shoot it way out to Callie, back to Kennedy, back to Mara, back to Kennedy, and right at the top of the key to Carly. She's going to get almost tied up, and she gets it stolen. So the Indians get turnover by Carly here, and she takes it to
she
the
traveled.
Basket. She traveled, but they didn't call it.
Call.
But the rebound goes down to Mara, and she gets fouled.
Yep.
I'm glad he called that.
Kind of grabbed her a little bit.
And that girl looks frustrated, but, you can't hang on to her arm like that.
No.
So we got Alexis and Grace coming back in. Going to come in here for Grace is going to be Carly, and Kennedy is going to be, I'm sorry, Alexis is going to be Kennedy. So a couple subs for the Indians. Still up 10-6. So we're uncontested coming down the floor. Mara's going to take her time.
Now we've been pressing.
Yeah.
Whether that's necessarily, I think it's a good idea in this game, but even if it isn't, we're going to need to press when we get to the tournament time on many of those teams.
Another foul.
So I think that's a really good idea. Let's get used to it. Let's get used to the effort it takes. Let's just do it and go at them.
So another foul by Troy Christian on Alexis. And just got a little too handsy. Inbounds play. Grace over to Callie.
I was hoping with this.
Callie's going to bring it down. Give it over to Mara. Over to Mara. She's going to look to Callie. Back to Mara. I'm not sure what we're looking for here.
I was hoping with this really nice scoreboard that they'd have the personal stats and
Mara,
stuff up there. But
great assist by Mara over to Whitley for the basketball just under the basket. That was a beautiful play. Sorry to interrupt you, Neil.
The basket's a little more important than
right.
than me complaining about the scoreboard.
So another play. Good rebound.
Behind.
Yeah, good rebound by Grace, but she gets it taken from her. So another turnover by the Indians. And they're going to go to the basket and miss it. Rebound to Troy Christian. And she misses it, and rebound goes down to Callie Wendell, and she gets fouled. Yep. Nice job, Callie Wendell. Just a strong, aggressive rebound.
What's number one's name there?
Brooklyn Levy.
She's only a sophomore.
She's aggressive.
She's strong.
Mm-hmm. Strong
she's
and aggressive.
Strong.
Yeah, for sure.
Just watching her play, I was thinking maybe she might be the one going to Wittenberg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she might still, but she's a sophomore.
Yeah, so Mara Pearson's not getting any pressure. Now they're going to give her a little pressure here. So the Indians are just taking their time. Up 12-6. Back over to Mara. We've got a three-guard going on. The only reason I know that is because Coach is right here telling me three guards. So thank goodness. I need to have her in my ear all the time.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Over to Callie. She's going to give it to Alexis. She's going to look. She's going to drive in, give it to Whitley at behind the three-point line. Over to Callie. She's going to get trapped here, and she's going to give it over to Alexis. She's looking. She's driving. She's going to keep driving, and she's going to keep a hold of the ball. And nobody, oh, my goodness, there's a big fight for the ball, and she turns it over. So the Indians have another turnover. See if we can stop them on defense. Ooh, almost got it. And number 15 puts it up for two, so 12-8 in favor of the Indians yet. So Mara Pearson's going to slowly bring the ball down the floor, see if we can get our offense rolling. And Troy Christian's got a couple players here waiting to get in. Over to Callie, to Grace, to out to Alexis. They're looking to try to find somebody get open down low. Alexis drives in and turns it over. Timeout. So Indians get the ball. They get it saved, almost turned it over.
By the time we got control, they finally gave us the timeout.
Yes. We're up 12-8. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Troy Christian High School. And Indians are leading 12-8. We've scored two this quarter. They've scored, they've only scored four.
Yeah.
They score, if you count the last 4 seconds of the first quarter, they scored six.
Right.
So they outscored us 6-2. Here after we outscored them 10-2.
Yeah.
So Indians looking pretty good. Now, they're only bothering us half court, but they are really getting their hands
pressure,
on the ball, giving us problems.
Yeah.
You know, we did that with them the full court first quarter and got some turnovers. They've been getting the ball from us.
So
K&L Tractors 4:23 left here in second quarter. So Indians with the ball.
Yeah, they just ball on court here to Mara. She's going to give it over to Callie, and she's going to look for somebody in there. She's going to get almost a double pressure, and they do call this something. You know, what is that? Over to Mara.
See, I don't have any
idea. I don't know either. I know. I need somebody to help me with that. But Alexis is going to drive. She's going to turn it over, and she almost gets the steal back. Oh, now he calls the foul. Might have popped her in the elbow a little bit. So another turnover by the Indians. Way too many turnovers.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're not doing well.
I think that's about our third turnover in a row.
We drive in, and they just flip the ball away.
Yep. Yep. Got to be a little smarter with the ball, a little bit more protective of the ball.
Yes, very much.
For sure. Yeah, so Troy Christian with the ball, and they're going to see if they can get another two here. Good pressure by Callie. Gets by. Number three gets by her. She goes up for three and gets her three-pointer. So 11 gives them 11. Indians still up, 12-11. We've got to get this offense figured out.
Nice shot in there. I think that's their first chance as an open three.
Yeah, I think so, too. Over to Mara. Mara's going to drive it in, give it over to Alexis. Alexis is trapped in this little hole, and she turns it over. Another turnover by the Indians. That's way too many. Just too many not being able to handle the ball here. So Troy Christian gets the ball. Indian gets the ball, or I guess tosses it in here with full court pressure. Oh, gosh, I thought Mara was going to get that. Yep. So we've got 3 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in this K&L Tractors. Second quarter, inbound, or I guess tossed down, and she travels, and it goes out of bounds. Well, he just didn't even call travel. It just went out of bounds. So good
either
hustle
way
by the Indians. Either way, it's a turnover. The Indians get the ball, and they are not pressuring us at all. 3 minutes left to go in this K&L Tractor second quarter. Indians up 12-11. We're going to take our time to set up this
up
offense.
One. We need to get something going here. We haven't had a shot for a while.
So Mara over to Callie. She's going to bring it around. Not. Oop. Give it to Grace. Out to Mara. Way over to Callie. And there's a push down. Yep. White. Okay, so Tori Christian fouls. I think she fouls Whitley away from the ball, I think. Mm-hmm. Not 100% sure of that, but I did see him kind of battling a little bit.
That's one of the one of their seniors. 6'2", pretty good size. This is a pretty good-looking team.
Yeah,
Tori
so Grace up to Mara. Mara out to Callie on the inbounds play. Callie's looking to find somebody open here. Over to Mara. She's going to drive and give it to Kenzie, to Callie, back over to Kenzie, to Tamara, way back to Callie. Oh, I was hoping she would shoot that. Tamara, she's going to drive in, little jump shot, and just misses it. Indians, or I guess Troy Christian with for the rebound. So there was no Indians down there for that rebound. I'm not sure where. And that girl's just going to stop and pop with no defense. Nobody defending her. So now Troy Christian's up 13-12. We're going to have to figure out some offense.
Yep. At least we got a shot the last time down, but we hadn't shot for four or five possessions.
Nope. So over to Mara, over to Callie. Callie's going to give it back to Mara, to Kenzie. To Mara, she's going to drive, give it to Callie. Callie's not going to look at the basket. I'm not sure. Tamara. Tamara's going to dribble, drive in, give it to Whitley, to Kenzie. Kenzie goes up for three and gets us three.
Nice.
Kenzie with three. That's what we need. So Indians up 15-13. 1 minute. 1 minute and 14 seconds left to go, and Whitley Rammel gets the steal. Over to Kenzie. To Callie for two. Up and no good.
Oh, in and out.
And ball goes down to Troy Christian, and Callie Wendell gets the foul. No, that was a terrible call, but whatever. Darn foul by Callie Wendell. And then that's just the Callie being aggressive with the rebound.
Yes.
So
I don't have any problem with that.
Nope, me neither. So Indians full court pressure here. We'll see if we can get another turnover. Get it, Callie. Callie gets it. She comes up with it. Oh, and she goes down the floor. But still, we got a jump ball, and I believe the ball goes to the Indians. So great.
She got it, went down, but kind of lost the handle when she went down to the floor to pick it up. The other girl tied her up. And
So inbounds play by the Indians under their own basket, up 15-13.
Less than a minute.
Callie over to Mara. Oh, she just traveled.
Yep, she was going to.
But it's not her fault. Darn it.
Yeah, she was going to flip it back to Grace, and Grace wasn't inbounds. She jumped up and was passing it.
And came back down with it.
she either had a choice of walking with it or throwing it to Grace out of bounds.
I thought she was going to put it up, but not so much. So inbounds play, and they turn it over. Indians cause another turnover. Nice job by the Indians. And 2 points goes try by Mara from about 10 feet out with no luck. And then Mara Pearson, foul goes down two, or I guess rebound goes down, Troy Christian, and foul by Mara Pearson. So 43 seconds left to go in this K&L second quarter. Indians up 15 to 13. Inbounds play with full pressure right at him in their face by the Indians. Yep. Nice play by Mara.
Yeah, if they weren't going to call her.
I thought it was out on her, Troy Christian.
There was a slight bump.
Yep.
It would have been a kind of a cheap foul, but that would have saved them the ball.
It could have went either way.
Yes,
yeah, for sure.
Did.
So Indians got the ball. 34 seconds left to go in this last few seconds of this quarter. Mara over to Callie, and we are so far off, like behind the three-point line. So Mara, that beautiful play, alley-oop play by Kenzie and Mara, didn't quite work this time. 15 seconds left to go, and full court pressure by the Indians. They're going to try to keep them from scoring. And ball goes out. Indians ball, so another turnover. Indians create another turnover. And that's like their fourth straight turnover for them. They
the pressure's working.
The pressure. That's what we need is the
8 seconds for the Indians to get down and get it in the basket.
Yep. So Callie Wendell with the ball, and she's going to give it over to Mara. Mara's going to drive to the basket, and she's going to dish it out to Whitley. Oh.
I think Whit didn't know.
Darn it. Didn't know the time. She should have shot. So last second shot does it just a little bit late, and it was Callie, and it was a three-pointer. But Indians go into the halftime locker room here with a 15-13 lead over the Troy Christian Eagles. So we'll be right back.
Right back with the Cooper Farms Halftime Show right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Full-time production positions start at $15.25 an hour. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Welcome back to the Eagle's Nest. Here in Troy Christian. Again, we've talked several times. What very, very, very nice facility. This is just an outstanding facility. Nice school. Indians leading, I believe, 15-13 at halftime.
I have a few little stats here.
Let's hit some stats.
Yeah, so leading us point-wise, Whitley has 6, and Kenzie had a nice three-pointer that we needed. Alexis gave us 2, Grace gave us 2, and Mara gave us 2. Rebounds-wise, these are a little bit unofficial, but I think Kennedy's leading us with 3, and Callie has 2. I haven't seen Whitley under the basket much, so I saw 1 rebound from her. So
I think maybe our offense and maybe our defense is keeping her away from the basket.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But as long as we're doing okay, I think that's not a bad thing. I don't know. It'd be nice to get her some rebounds and that type of thing, but we don't need her. That's a place where you can get into foul trouble pretty easily and maybe get pushed around and get another concussion that could possibly Sometimes they'll just say you don't get to play anymore this year.
Right. We don't want that.
We want to win this game, but it's not that important.
Yeah, I agree.
The only ones that are terribly important now are going to be the tournament games when we get into that. Then they're important. Then you give it everything you have.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, those are the unofficial stats. If I'm looking at turnovers, they have 11, and I believe we have 8. Again, those are unofficial. Sometimes I forget, and I get a little error. You know, I just forget what I'm doing.
Right.
So I might miss the turnovers.
You get busy doing your job instead of your stats.
Right, but, exactly.
I think our, most of the steals that we have made are in going from one end to the other, mostly in between the circles. Most of the steals that Troy Christian has had have been in the paint and in that area.
Yes, you're right.
They're bothering us a lot on their defensive end, our offensive end, giving us trouble getting our passes where we want to go, and we're giving them trouble just getting the ball up the court. Let's take another break here, and we'll come back and we'll talk about stuff.
Okay.
Back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small-town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
We're back here at the Eagle's Nest, halftime on the Cooper Farms Halftime Show, and Indians lead 15-13, and in case you were trying to listen to this live, we were, again, not able to get a signal, so this is being recorded and will be put in our archives, so our apologies for that. Tonight, should be able to broadcast this one. It's the boys will be playing at Mississinewa Valley. That'll be our broadcast with Dave Kalp and Brian Patch. As far as I know, there's no video available for that, but there may be something, but I wasn't able to find it. They're not NFHS that I can tell. Next week, Thursday, the girls will host Minster and will simulcast Rob Weaver, WPGW, with the NFHS video. Friday, it'll be the boys at Minster. That'll be also a WPGW simulcast, and the NFHS video will be available. Then Saturday, just found out it was on one of the schedules but not on the other, that the girls will play at Tri-Village. Again, we're not able to get a signal there, so like the boys' game last Tuesday and like this game today, we will be recording the game. Diana and I will be and put it in our archives. And then Saturday night, make the long trip way north. We'll be going to Ridgemont, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast. So all the games next week will be WPGW simulcast, or the one at Tri-Village will be us recording. if I find out that the Tiger is going to be there, we may record anyway, but we'll probably simulcast their broadcast if they're going to be there. But so anyway, anything else you want to throw in before we ready for the Fowler Mechanical third quarter?
I don't think so. I mean, if I had a game plan, I maybe would mention that, but I don't have a clue. So my game plan is score.
Yep.
Score more
idea.
Than them.
Yep. So let's take a break. We'll come back with the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. Thanks for listening to the Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
Here at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original, CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer
okay,
a full lineup
back
of
here
efficient, energy safe.
They started slightly early, which is not a problem at all.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yep.
Yeah, so starting off our Fowler Mechanical third quarter here with a little kick out of bounds by the Indians. So good aggressive play, though. They almost had the turnover, but so inbounds play for Troy Christian. She goes up with it, not strong enough, and Mara gets another foul.
Yep.
So good aggressive play, but a great rebound for number 33 of Troy Christian, Sarah Johnson.
So she
just went up and had a bad first shot, but came down with her own rebound, and then Mara fouled her.
I think
that
she is the one going to Wittenberg.
Is she? Yeah.
She's a player.
Yeah, she's, yep. Her first shot is up and no good. Yeah, when you're 6'2", the odds of you playing some college ball of some sort are pretty good, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and if you have some athleticism, she seems very athletic.
Yep.
So
one more at the Hall Brothers foul line, and maybe she'll miss that one for us, too.
Come on, Hall Brothers. Up, and it's no good. Board goes down to Mara Pearson. She's going to bring the ball down the floor here. Look and wait and set up the offense over to Grace. We're 10 feet behind the three-point line. Ball goes over to Callie. Callie almost loses it. She comes up with it, gives it to Alexis. Alexis is looking.
Throws it to Callie. Threw it 100 miles an hour with her 3 feet away.
Yep, and there it goes out of bounds. Or I guess over and back, I guess. So Callie wasn't expecting it to come at her face 100 miles an hour, darn it. They should always expect that, right? So inbounds play by Troy Christian. Up, a little 10-foot jumper goes in.
Tied
ball game. Yeah. The Indians inbounds play. Mara to Grace. And they're going to bring the ball down uncontested, so no pressure by Troy Christian.
Take care of the ball,
which kind of surprises me, but they are kind of thin. Their bench is kind of thin. So over to Alexis. She's going to drive and give it over to Callie. Callie's going to look for Alexis. Alexis gets it. I don't know how. And she is tied up.
Tied up
under the basket.
What they're doing, they're not chasing us around, but when we get the ball anywhere near a corner, we get double teamed.
Yeah, triple teamed and swallowed up. Yep. So
if we can get it away, it's immediately double teamed again.
So Mara puts it up, Alexis puts it up, and nobody gets a point. So rebound goes down to, actually it was more of a block shot by Detroit Christian. So
both of them were.
Yeah, both of them. Yep. So great defense by Callie. Up and she gets fouled. So her two goes in and she gets fouled. by, I want to say, Callie. Number four, nope, Grace. Grace Guggenbiller's first foul. So that puts them up 17-15. So she's going to see if she can get the old-fashioned three-point play, and she gets it. So they've got the first 5 points here.
Yep.
It looks like Kenzie's getting ready to come in for somebody. Yeah, my guess is Alexis. I don't know that for sure. So Grace is coming in.
We need to be
down.
Able to handle the ball here.
Yep, for sure. Over to Mara. Two. Oh, almost turnover. Just touched and went out of bounds by Troy Christian. So Alexis is going to have a seat, and Kenzie's going to come in. So Mara Pearson's going to set up the offense here. She goes over to Kenzie. Kenzie's looking. She's going to dribble over, give it back to Mara. Whitley's at the top of the key. To Mara. She's going to drive in, and Mara turns it over. Another turnover by the Indians.
Frustrating.
I'm not sure what that play is, but Indians
are.
Let's not do that again. Yeah, Indians are full court pressure.
Yep. They've scored all 5 points, and we have two fouls this quarter, and they have none. Blocking foul on Callie as they're trying to bring it up.
That could have been went either way. She had the arm up, a little offensive arm up, but I don't think he saw that. So Callie gets her second foul. 18-15 Indians down in this fall of mechanical third quarter, just getting started. Mara Pearson for the steal. She's going to take it in and get us two. So nice steal turnover. Nice job. That was a great play.
Indians down
Indians
one now.
Full pressure again. Still doing full pressure. And it goes, under, and Whitley Rammel gets it. No, go, no. Yep. I mean, yes, go.
Yes.
I'm trying to coach at the same time, and I can't. Thank goodness those officials can't hear. Oh, goodness. So turnover by the Troy Christian. Indians cause a great turnover. Good hustle by Whitley to get the recover it. Mara over to Kenzie. She's going to take a three, and it's up and no good. Rebound goes down to Troy Christian.
Indians still down one on the foul mechanical third quarter scoreboard.
Yep, 5 minutes left to go.
Jeez.
And dish out. Backside, and she goes in, and she gets murdered by probably Grace. I'm not 100% sure. Yep, Grace's second foul. So good aggressive play by number 15, Kathleen Johnson. She's a sophomore for the Eagles. And they are up 18-17 in this third quarter, fall mechanical third quarter. Five minutes left to go.
We just haven't been taking care of the ball.
Yeah, just being a little sloppy. So her first shot is up and no good. And our offense is so deep. Like we're starting 10 feet behind a three-point line. I don't know why. I don't know the game plan, obviously, but.
I'm okay with it because they're stealing the ball away from us every time we go inside of there.
As long as we can make it work. Yeah, that's what I wish I understood a little bit more about that, but there's obviously there's a reason. So Mara over to Kenzie, little fake pass over to Grace. Grace is going to look. She gives it back to Mara. Over to Kenzie. She's going to fake it and toss it into Whitley. Whitley goes over to Mara, to Grace, to Kenzie. To Mara for three and up and no good.
My shot.
Rebound goes down two. And so foul on number five, Callie. That's her third.
Yep.
So she's just aggressive on that rebound, I think. I don't know. I'm not there. I didn't see it, but it didn't look too bad. I've seen a whole lot worse. So full court pressure by the Indians, and they've had trouble with this in the past, so we'll see how they do. So Kenzie and, Mara Pearson almost gets it. And it goes out of bounds. Turnover.
Away, and
Indians cause another turnover. Good. So hopefully let's just get a two-point bucket here and
get tied up.
So Indians down 19-13, 4 minutes.
19-17,
4 minutes left to go in this
fall.
That's
the year I was born. Might be off a little bit.
Yep, that's all right. So Grace. Grace is going to look. She finds Kenzie. Back to Grace. To Mara. Mara's going to give it over to Kenzie. Out to Callie for two, and nice. She gives us two.
Along the baseline?
Yeah, a little 10-foot jumper on the baseline here. Baseline jumper, they call that, I think. Look at me getting all technical. So they break the press and get two.
Very easy.
A very easy layup for two.
Went to double-team the person with the ball, and that left somebody open underneath.
Yep.
Up and
only
in.
So much you can do, right?
Yep.
So Mara over to Kenzie, to Grace, to Mara. I don't know. I see Callie down there. So Mara over to Kenzie for two, and she has a nice little... Bucket's good, but 3-2 foul. So Whitley gets called for a foul. So the basket's good by Kenzie, and a foul by Whitley Rammel. I didn't either.
Yeah.
I think it was just a push off for the for the rebound.
Probably.
So, yeah.
Believe it or not, she's smiling.
Yeah, yeah.
She smiles.
It must
all
have
the
been. She gets frustrated pretty easily.
Yeah. 21-21 on the
turnover.
Scoreboard.
Mara gives us no rebound. Goes down
to
Troy Christian. Darn it. So another turnover, but the Indians can't quite score. Yep, and they're getting aggressive. So we couldn't score. Indians tie 21-21 with Troy Christian here in third quarter. Troy Christian's looking for a little 10-foot jumper up and good.
Oh,
that's
nice.
More like a 20-footer.
Yeah, it was inside the line, the three-point line, but out past the foul line.
Yeah.
Yep. Indians down two.
Yeah, Mara's got the ball here. She goes over to Kenzie, to Whitley, way out behind that three-point line. Whitley to Kenzie, back over to Mara, to Callie, to Whitley. Oh, she bounces it right
tries
off
to get
of
it
Callie's
to Carly
foot. Carly's foot. So turnover by the Indians.
Yeah. So just over 2.5 minutes left here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. Indians down a couple. And Eagles with the ball under our basket. They have to go the length of the court. And obviously our Indians are going to be pressing them.
Full court. Yep. Oh,
two
shit.
Indians collide and...
That didn't sound good.
So,
got a timeout here.
Or, Whitley and
Mara. We might need just a minute here.
22.
Yeah, looks like Whitley and Mara collided. I think they're both okay. We got Kenzie Kennedy coming in, so they did get two on that.
Yep, and the official wanted to stop it, but when things are going on under the basket, he wasn't going to stop it. But as soon as that went in, he was standing there, make sure nobody else tripped over him or got hurt. So
we got lucky there. I think they're both okay. Mara looks a little – she's okay. She's smiling. So Kennedy's in here for Mara. She's going to look here. She's going to give it over to Callie, to Kennedy. And she's going to drive in. Over to Callie. She pops it up for two.
Oh, that's
what we love.
Yeah,
a quick shot. Quick shot. So another full court pressure by the Indians.
Indians down two. Oh, that might have been a travel.
Yeah, might have. A little 10-foot jumper, and she gets it. So another two by Rourke. I wonder if Rourke is the player. She's a nice little jump.
Yeah.
She's got a nice little jump shot, or whatever they call her. Okay, so 27-23, Indians down. Kennedy's going to drive, and she just puts it way up there for Whitley, and it gets taken. So turnover by the Indians. So good thinking, just a little bit too late. And she goes up and gets
nothing.
She gets blocked, and the Indians come down. Actually, it's a jump ball down. So good aggressive play by Kenzie. Looks to me like this game's going to get real heated here in a little bit.
Yeah.
So Indians down 27-23.
More contact than you want, I think is a good way to put it.
Yeah. So inbounds play to Troy Christian. Another little jump shot. Board goes to Carly. So nice play by Carly.
Out to Kennedy. She's bringing it up.
Yeah, she's moving. Moving with the ball over to Kenzie.
Here. Indians down four.
Kenzie over to Kennedy. Got a young team out there. To Kenzie. A couple sophomores, a couple freshmen. To Callie. Callie's going to look and see what she can get open. Over to Kennedy, to Whitley, to Carly. A little 10-foot jumper. She just misses it, and Callie cleans it up. I love her little quick shot.
Yeah.
I love it.
She's almost
I
a
love
tip
it.
In.
Yes, yes. So ball goes out. Oh, he calls the foul on Callie. That's her fourth. That's her fourth.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a very cheap foul.
They're kind of.
I hear some fans behind us. They're not really happy about it.
As I mentioned earlier, we only had two fouls then when I mentioned, but we have seven fouls. They have none.
Yeah. So
this quarter or this
half.
It's
gotten really, really aggressive. Yes. So I don't know. So first shot's up, and it's no good, and Whitley Ramel comes down with the rebound.
30 seconds.
And she's going to give it to Callie. Callie's going to take it down behind you. Somebody tell her, help her. That's their ball. That's our ball.
I think
it got tipped up under him. Yeah.
Did it? Okay. I was thinking maybe we got bumped. Instead of calling the foul, they're giving us the ball, but maybe maybe it did get tipped too.
So it got tipped out of bounds.
Either
but,
one of those
out on them.
Call.
Yeah, goes into Mara.
Mara's back
Mara
in.
Mara over to Kenzie. To
Carly.
Carly. And Carly gets fouled. And she's whining. Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. That's her third. That's why we like it. It's her third. Indians down 25-27. Inbounds play to Whitley. She gives it out to Mara. She's going to drive. Dish it to Kenzie. Over to Kennedy. To Whitley. To Callie. Nope. Kennedy. Oh, rebound goes down to nobody. So it goes out of bounds on the Indians, I believe. I'm not sure. No, Indians got it.
Yep.
So we got 2 seconds in this little quarter to see if we can get it in and get a play. So up goes to Whitley, and she gets fouled, and she gets the bucket.
Oh, man. She got it, and she turned around to it. She needed to. And, she wasn't really sure where the basket was, but she knew she needed to get it up.
That's a highlight reel.
Yeah. And it went up high off the backboard and dropped down in there.
I don't know how she did it. But.
So now we're tied. We could take the lead here with Whitley's foul shot here with
first
110.
Oh, and it's no good. It's all right. So tie ball game, 27-27, the end of this Fowler Mechanical third quarter. Great last second shot by Whitley Ramel to tie it up, but she misses her free throw. So we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're here at the Eagles
Nest
at Troy Christian, tied 27-27 going into the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter. Indians get the ball.
Yes, Indians get the ball. Mara's got the ball. She's coming down the floor here to Kenzie. Kenzie over to Grace. Grace to Kenzie. She's going to fake it. They're just looking for the right play here to Kenzie to Whitley. She tries to get it under Grace for three, and it's no good. Rebound to Whitley. She up and good. It's what we needed.
Good
that was a beautiful basket. Beautiful rebound and put back up. And Indians full court pressure. They are not letting up. Not letting up at all.
Yep.
And nobody's really in foul trouble except grab that ball, Carly. Except Callie. So Callie's gonna have to sit most of this quarter. But Carly Niekamp's coming in to play a fourth quarter for us here. So Tori Christian with the ball. Indians up 29-27. And they're going to circle around this three-point line to see if they can. And she missed the Grace play. Some great defense. She comes around. Little hook shot up. Misses. And Bohr goes to. Oh! Rebound. Carly had it and got fouled, but they didn't call it. So Mara Pearson comes down with the ball, and she's going to go all the way. And she gets, she doesn't get two, but she does get the foul drawn.
She was still a step away.
Yeah, she was, if she would have just put it up, she would have got the two. So foul on Troy Christian. Ball Indians get the ball under our own basket. Inbounds play. Grace Guggenbiller is going to give it up to Mara. Mara's going to look inside. She's going to drive and put it up. And Whitley Rammel cleans it up. She gets the rebound and cleans it up. Rebound and put back in. Mara Pearson steal, and she lost it.
She lost
the ball, and but she had. There's her steal.
Steals one again.
There she gets it again. No shot. Nice job, Mara Pearson. Great defensive play. Two straight steals. She missed her first quick rebound because she fumbled it in her hands. She got a second steal and a foul, but again, that's only their fourth foul, so no shots. She doesn't get to shoot, but anyway, two great turnovers. Indians up 31-27 in the Calps Pharmacy fourth quarter. 6 minutes and 29 seconds. We'll be right back.
Working hard on another project? Maybe you need some practical advice, or perhaps you just want to find a great new tool. Let me be the first to welcome you in. Hi, I'm Mike with Wrangler Hardware, and since 1916, this has been the place where the hardworking folks in our area go to get things done. Experience the tradition, selection, and service of Wrangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery. Stop in and see that we're more than a hardware store. It's all here.
Welcome back to the Eagle's Nest. Indians lead here in the Cop Pharmacy fourth quarter. 6.5 minutes to go. Indians lead 31-27.
Yeah, we came out and scored quick 4 points and a couple of major steals by Mara Pearson.
Yes.
And causing some turnovers. So aggressive. I'll tell you what, our press is...
Yes, that's giving them problems.
It's giving them fits,
They're giving us problems when we get inside the foul line. That's the only place they're really giving us trouble, and it's good for us to try to get it inside. And they're not giving us easy shots on the outside, so we can't just take those. But
inbounds play, and Mara misses it, and Carly comes down with it, again, and now we go to Kinsey and turns it over, tries to get it to Whitley. And that girl gets fouled. Yeah. Somebody fouls. Yep. Not sure who's
fouling.
Like
she was going to shoot. But they put their hand up, and she kind of ran into it.
Yeah, she was definitely traveling. They totally missed it, but it is what it is. So Kinsey Garkey gets her first, I believe, her first. And Carly come in and gave us a couple of great rebound aggressive plays, but takes it up and just gets – enough hands in her face that she can't quite get it to the basket.
We're calling them blocks. There was some contact, but it wasn't like hammering or anything like that. So
Grace with the great rebound. Mara Pearson's coming all the way down. She's going to give it over to Whitley, and she's going to try three, and she's just misses it. So that's it. That was interesting. I haven't seen her take a three-point shot in a while. Yeah, so let's get some pressure on them. I think if we just keep pressuring them real close.
See,
I just said that, and then Coach gets me. Coach Mara, give her pressure. Oh. Indians still up 31-27.
They're not handling our pressure.
Nope. And rebound goes down to Carly. Carly has just been phenomenal on the rebound. Mara Pearson's coming all the way down. She's looking. And she gives it to Grace for two, and she just misses it.
In and out.
Carly in for the rebound, and shoot. Travel timeout.
Yep. They called a timeout.
So we'll be right back. 31-27, still up.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Troy Christian, the Eagle's Nest. Calp Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians up 31-27, 5 minutes, 20 seconds left, and with that timeout on what could have been a tie-up,
yep.
The Eagles will take the ball out.
Full court pressure. Mara Pearson says, not today. Another great steal, and she's going to take it to the basket. Nope. She gives it to Kenzie. Grace is going to drive and shoot and miss, and Whitley gets the rebound. Technically, is that a rebound? Because it wasn't, didn't hit the rim, but I'll give
but
it to her.
She was shooting the ball, although it got blocked, so it's a rebound in my book.
I think so, too.
And
so she gets fouled. Doesn't get her two, but she does get fouled. She's at the line for two, hopefully to give us a five-point lead here, maybe a six-point lead.
Yep, let's go with six.
Her first point shot is up and really deep, really off the back of the back of the rim there.
Yeah, hard off the back of the rim.
Yep. And I think Chris just said, get a little arch on that. So I don't know if he did, but that's what I would have told her. There's a little bit of arch, and she just misses it. Oh, I thought the rebound was going to go to Callie. Kenzie gets it, ties it up. Nice job. That's what happens when you hold that ball too long, honey.
Stood there, and she just walked up and grabbed the ball.
Yeah, good job by Kenzie Garkey. Very aggressive play. Nice work.
They'll get the ball on the
So they get possession. It, but, yeah, possession-wise, they get it. Oh, get it, Carly. Get on the floor. Oh, get it. Oh, dang it. Oh,
players
my goodness
all over the
sakes.
Floor.
And she's driving to the basket, can't get it anywhere, and Kenzie ties her up. Nice aggressive play by Kenzie Garkey. If you bring that ball down, I'm telling you what, Kenzie Garkey's going to get it. She is going to get it. So
she's grabbed a hold of it.
Possession goes to the Indians. Turnover.
Almost threw that girl on the floor.
Yeah, she almost did, taking it from her. So, and there was no contact. So Indians up 31-27. We've got four and a half minutes left to go, and this is Calp Pharmacy. Fourth quarter, the Indians are going to use their minutes here, take their time setting up the offense. Mara, she's going to do a little quickie and misses it, but Kenzie gets fouled. Yep. So great aggressive rebound by Kenzie, and she gets fouled. And nope, we don't get to go to the line yet. But these last 4 minutes are going to get real aggressive here. But I'm glad he called that because it could.
And the fouls are evened up again now.
Right.
We have eight, they have six. But we had seven and they had zero.
So Grace for a jumper and she misses it. She gets blocked, actually. And they're going to bring the ball down the floor. Mara Pearson's going to stop her at half court. And they're going to take the ball out here at half court. So see if the Indians can apply a whole lot of pressure. See if we can get Mara get another steal.
Yes. Or somebody.
Yeah, or somebody. Anybody.
Yep.
So they're taking their time. Indians still up 31-27. We've got 4 minutes and 5 seconds. She's going to drive to the basket, dish it out for a three-pointer by 15. Completely misses it. Rebound to 33.
She missed that by three feet.
Yeah, she did.
Wow.
Yep. And she's going to drive and get fouled by, I believe, Whitley. Yep.
Yeah.
And he's going to give her two. I thought she...
Yeah.
Yeah, and so Whitley gets her third foul. I thought that was a body foul before she shot, but he saw something I didn't see, I guess, here. So number 33 gets to shoot two here with 3 minutes and 52 seconds left to go. Her first shot is up, and it is no good.
That's four times on the rim. Hull Brothers
I'm out.
Foul line magic worked. They're... Their open house is over now.
Went
through noon today.
Yes.
I didn't make it out there this time.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But that's always a pretty big deal for them.
Yeah.
So the Hull Brothers foul line came through for us on the first one. Mm-hmm. Still 31-27 and doing a timeout here. Let's just take a little bit of time and look at this, what we have coming up tonight. Boys at Mississinewa Valley. Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. I don't think there's any video. Next week, Thursday, the girls host Minster. That'll be a WPGW simulcast. Friday, the boys will be at Minster, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast. And Saturday, the girls have a game at Tri-Village JV at noon. And looks like Diana and I will be either recording that since we can't broadcast, or if we find out that the Tiger is going to be broadcasting it, we might simulcast that and still record. But anyway, it'll be available in our archives somewhere along the line. Then Saturday night, we go way north to the boys play at Ridgemont, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast. So four games next week, two boys, two girls. And we'll try to have everything here for you, whether it's live or not. So 31-27, second shot for her at the Hull Brothers foul line.
Let's see if she misses this one. I'm hoping.
Rebound purple.
Yeah, and she up and good. So they get their 28th point. And we are no pressure by them, so we're going to take the ball down the floor nice and slow.
It was 31-27 for a long, long time.
Yes, it was. So
we need to score here.
Yep. So we got, there comes our pressure. Mara's going to drive. Nope. She's going to stop, and then she's going to go forward again. She's going to crisscross over. Touched it. She touched it. Nope, evidently not. Callie's going to look. She's going to drive. Going to switch hands and switch over to Kenzie. Kenzie gets fouled.
Yep, bumped. That'll be foul number 7.
Yeah, so when did she go to the line? 7?
Yes.
Yeah, so Kenzie's going to give us shot here, a little one-on-one action here.
Yep, so she'll go to the Hull Brothers foul line.
Yeah.
Let's get one here.
In this nice little aggressive Kelps Pharmacy fourth quarter. Indians up 31-28. 3.5 minutes left to go. A little less than 3.5 minutes. We'll see if Kenzie can get her 6th point. She's played well. Get it up and no good, but Carly almost gets the rebound. Oh, Indians are getting some good pressure here. Good pressure. And staying on there. Full court off the rebound. Full court pressure. Yeah, full court pressure. And she goes down and she travels. Yes. I thought so. She stepped on her. That doesn't count as a foul. So that's a great turnover.
She pondered passing it back to this other girl who was on the other side of the midcourt line, which so it would have been an over and back.
Yeah, so either way, she was turning that ball over. Yeah. So great aggressive play by the Indians. Kenzie Garkey just making things happen on defense.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Let's see if she can make things happen on offense. Over to Callie. Callie's going to wait. She's going to give it over to Kenzie. Kenzie's going to wait, give it over to Callie.
They've brought their defense out to us.
Yeah, and we are way out here. We're not even coming to the three-point line with the ball.
No, we're at the volleyball 10-foot line.
Yes, yes. So Mara goes in. She gives it to Carly for two.
Two. That's good.
Gosh dang, she's got a pretty shot.
Stay aggressive, girls.
So, I thought that was going to be a turnover. Oh, she just traveled all over the place.
Didn't
oh, my
it,
goodness, and they didn't call it. So they get they get the ball down the floor somehow, and I think Carly gets the foul, which is probably a good foul because it would have been a clean layup. So good foul by Carly, and I'm glad it was her foul.
I think the way they got the ball down the court might be described as by hook or by crook.
Yes, I think so too.
Somehow.
Yeah, for sure. So her first shot is up and good. Indians up 33-29. She makes her first shot. Let's see if her second shot. And this is number 15, Kathleen Johnson, their sophomore. She's a nice player. Up, and it is good. Timeout.
33-30, and they're calling a timeout.
Troy Christian timeout. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small-town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
So I'm curious what the timeout was about. Is he changing defenses? Are they going to get more aggressive? Are they going to start fouling us, put us at the foul line?
We'll see.
That was an interesting timeout, just thinking about what he might have been pondering.
Right. So Mara Pearson's going to bring the ball down the floor. Yeah, I'm curious to see if they do anything different. She's going to drive around and dish it. Oh, she's going to turn it over.
I don't know
who she was going to, but
I think she
turnover by the Indians.
Cutting, but she didn't show anywhere near there.
So they're going to see if they can.
Under 2 minutes now.
Yeah. Kamara almost gets it.
Ooh.
Rebound, Carly.
So she got the ball in about 15 feet and then stepped back.
I think they called it on Whitley.
Oh.
They did. I don't know what she did.
I don't know either. Okay.
So foul under the basket by Whitley. And Carly had the ball, so I don't even know.
So they'll get two.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's...
10 team foul, she gets two, so I'm not sure.
She's at the Hall Brothers foul line.
Yeah.
I think maybe he might have signaled one and one to start
yeah.
with. So.
Yeah. So her first shot is up. And good. 31-33.
And Coach
Holly Gann wants a timeout. So.
Timeout.
Indians up 33-31. 1 minute and 30 seconds left to go. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Welcome back to the Nest. Indians clinging to a two-point lead.
Clinging,
33-31.
Yeah.
Minute 36 left. The Eagles had called a timeout shortly ago, and then Indians just called one after they made their foul shot. I'm going to guess that the coach is going to do a little tweaking and just settle the girls down, make sure
yep.
you take care of the ball.
Yep.
I'm not sure that we're trying to come up with any great strategy, just trying to make sure everything's okay.
Yep.
And looks like for the second shot here at the Hull Brothers foul line for the Eagles, that they're not going to have anybody
nope.
down there rebounding.
Nope. And they're just going to put pressure on us at the half court line, and that'd be about it. Just make sure somebody boxes out the shooter, right?
Yep.
Don't
yep.
let her get her own rebound.
Yep. Two of them box her
Let's
out.
Let's just let her miss it here. Come on, Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers foul line. Her second shot is up, and it is no good. Board goes down to Carly. She gives it over to Mara. Let's see if we can get two. Keep playing. Let's keep playing here. So Mara gets pressured right here. And, oh, my goodness. She's kicking Whitley. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
wow.
My goodness.
Wow.
She absolutely tried to kick her right
fell
there.
Fell down and tried to kick.
You cannot let that happen, officials.
Wow.
That girl was kicking Whitley.
So
and they totally missed that.
Whitley's going to go to the Hull Brothers foul line.
Yeah.
She's going to make two.
Yeah, I want to tell her, you can't kick, but good try. So Whitley is at the free throw line, Hull Brothers free throw line. Hopefully she can get us a three-point lead here. Her first shot is up, and it's good.
One more. 34-31 right now.
Yeah, so I'm sure if they get the rebound, I guarantee we're not letting them bring that ball down the floor.
No, it will be.
Yeah.
Our pressure has been giving them
up
trouble.
And so. Good.
All right.
Nice job, Whitley, to get us two. So look at our full court pressure here.
Four-point lead for
yep,
the Indians.
Yep. And they're going to trap. Nope. They're not going to let that ball. And, oh, gosh,
it's
dang, I thought Callie had it. So drive into the basket. They're looking. They've got 1 minute left
to go.
And she's got it up, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover. Indians ball. So Indians create another turnover. Nice
yep.
job by the Indians. And now they finally yep. give us some
they're
pressure.
Giving us some pressure
yep.
down there.
So who we got this ball? Mara, is that Mara?
Yep, Mara,
yep,
has,
Mara
it.
Has it. Thank you. I got the official in my way. I
yep.
can't see. So Mara clears it pretty easily, and she's going to bring it over, give it over to somebody over in the
Carly.
Corner.
Carly,
thank
yep.
you, because I lost who it was,
well,
to Mara,
yep.
to Callie. I can see now. Callie to Mara, to Whitley. Whitley's going to keep a hold of it, and she's going to give it back to Mara. 36 seconds
we don't really
left
need
to go.
To shoot.
No, we don't need to shoot. To Kenzie.
But we need to keep control
yep,
of the ball.
There goes the foul.
Yep.
That was a pretty cheap foul. I think somebody talked him into it.
Yeah, well, I think they wanted to foul us.
Yeah.
And I believe it was probably good that he called that one that wasn't a
that little
serious
touchy one.
Foul. Yeah. Because if that
before
one hadn't
it
worked,
ugly.
It would have gotten a hack to make sure that the whistle got blown. So.
For sure.
So Carly's going to the Hull Brothers foul.
Yeah, we'll see if Carly can get us her third point. Indians up 35-31 with 29 seconds left to go. I think I hear Grandpa in the background. First one's up, no good. Rebound goes down to Troy Christian. Indians are going to give her some pressure, and she travels.
Wow.
That's a great call. That's a great call because Mara didn't touch her. That is an absolute great call. She just went down the floor without any control, and Mara got in front of her, and she, I think it should have been a double dribble, but either way, it was either way. Ball goes into Whitley, and she gets fouled right away.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good about Whitley at the Hull Brothers foul line.
I know, lately, I know. Remember how bad she was when she was younger? Like, we were all like, oh, no, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, she's come a long way at that free throw line. I think Hull Brothers has helped her out these last few years.
I believe so.
Yeah. I should knock on wood here. First one's up and good.
36-31, 23.2 left here in the Cup Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard.
Her second shot is up and good.
All right.
Yep. And they were going to bring the ball down the floor with 20 seconds left to go.
Just make them spend time.
And turnover. Turnover. Mara gets the ball, and they're just going to hold it.
I was just going to say we don't need to steal it, but they kind of gave us that one with our pressure.
They did. Yep. Goes over to Kenzie. Kenzie's going to drive. Nope. She's going to roll it back out and gets fouled. Jump ball. Jump ball. That's all right. 5 seconds left to go. Indians up 37-31.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So all we got to do is let them run the clock down here, and the Indians will get their fifth win on the season. Yeah.
Yep. We don't need to do anything.
Nope. Let her shoot it. Yep. So Indians get a good win. Good win.
That
they fought hard that last quarter.
Yep.
Really, really hard that last quarter. So we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The aches, headaches, stuffy noses. When you or your family are not feeling well, ask our caring Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists about the wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and supplements we have at Kalp Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Back here at Troy Christian, and while we were on the commercial break, the players, coaches, both teams out at center court with a prayer.
Yeah, that's always a neat thing
to
see.
And I believe you took a picture of that. You'll probably post that on Facebook.
I probably will. So it's just a neat ending to an aggressive game where you know, it's all about the competition and wanting to win and how, you know, you in the heat of the moment, you're doing things you probably, you know, like trying to kick a player, you know, just little things like that. And then at the end, you come together and we're over it now, you know. And,
yeah. And, so that's, you know, it's cool. A really nice atmosphere today. I mean, for senior day and.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Brown.
Yeah.
And senior day, and they honored their seniors and gave our two seniors flowers, I believe. And the boys basketball at practiced right before this here at Troy Christian. They were here supporting their girls teams. Pretty good amount of fans in the stands for them. Really nice facility, and they're treating us very well here. Biggest problem is we couldn't get a cell phone signal to do this game live, but that's not the people's problem here.
Right.
That's the way the building was designed,
yeah.
And we have several places where that just happens, and there's not much we can do about it.
Yeah.
So you have some stats?
I do have a few stats. Again, very unofficial. The only thing official probably is the points, just because they're up, you know, I got my score lady beside me, and mark those. Yeah.
Or double-check anyway.
Yeah, but as far as rebounds and turnovers go, I mean, that's just a hot mess. But leading us tonight, today, was actually Whitley with 16. I'm not sure. I think last year one game she had 17. So I don't think that's her career high, but it's definitely a game high this year for her. So she had a nice point game, and I think she had 6 or 7 rebounds. But I think Carly came out and had about 7 rebounds for us. 2 points, Kenzie with 5, Callie with 6 points, Mara with 4, Grace 2, Alexis 2. So, and turnovers, my gosh, I'd have to stop and count and add them all up, and I'm just not going to do that. A bunch.
Okay, the real question is, do they have more than we do?
You know, I think
it's going to be really close.
Yes.
And as we were talking,
this is so unofficial.
Yeah.
Well, that's the real question.
Yeah, the way we were talking, all of our almost every one of our steals was between the circles, and almost all of theirs was inside
the,
where we were having trouble getting the ball.
Well, and we're just trying
around
to put that ball in tight spaces.
Yeah. Tight spaces.
You know, tight spaces, and you know, if we're getting them all up in this area, that's because Witt and Grace and Carly and those guys in that backcourt are just reading it really well.
Yes.
Which I will go to bat that I don't know if there's any of those other, you know, post players that are more athletic than the three that we probably have.
We have some good ones.
So we have some good reads back there. And then obviously that starts with the front pressure that we just were able to, again, produce tonight with that 1-2-2. So good, really good team win today.
I agree.
Patient. We were very patient. We were very patient because it could have easily just there for a little bit, just could have went the other direction. So it was really nice to see those guys just continue to grind a little bit.
And I love the patience because, you know, I'm sitting here going, go. What are we doing? You know, because I don't know anything about,
you know? That's taken me a long time.
Oh, okay, good. So it's not just
a long
me.
Time. Well, you know, and that's what I told him. I said, we also put up 37 points in a zone game. Mostly off of those second chance shots. You know, Callie came in and hit some. Callie was in, but
her quick shot.
It's like, nice. It's very quick.
Oh my gosh, I love
it. And it's like she doesn't need that extra step. She already has it right in that pocket, straight up.
There's at least 3 times when she had the ball less than a half a second.
Oh, I agree. And accurate.
Yeah.
Very
dead
accurate.
On. Like, oh, this is easy.
Just like a tip in from 5. She had one from 5 feet, had one from 10 feet.
Yep.
Basically a tip in.
Yeah. No, kudos to those guys, though, because that zone, we've watched that several times now. And so today I felt like it was more of a flattened out, like a brought up 2-3. But sometimes it looks like it's a man, I mean, a matchup 2-3 man. But they just bring those bottoms up so far that I don't know, you know, what they're quite going on, and we knew that, and we worked on some zone offenses, and we changed some things a little bit at halftime, but ultimately, guys, what you saw there was just a team that wanted to win
today.
They
did. Yep. They did.
And there is nothing that I probably could have said over on that sideline or drew up on that board that was going to probably make a difference other than just saying, okay, keep on going, you know, and that's what you got, and that's what we need at this point in the year. These girls are getting it. It's starting to click a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're starting to taste it.
I think so, too.
This is the time. It's not always been that way in the past, and so it's really, really fun and exciting to be able to watch these girls just grind at it every day, working hard. And when you're 5 and what, 13 or 14, I don't even know anymore because I really just don't care that much.
I think
sorry.
It is 5 and
sorry,
something.
Folks. But, you know, they just don't think about it either
because
they just
good.
Truly trust that process that we're taking. And kudos to those girls and the girls that, you know, sit on the bench every day that continue to cheer and help. Hey, it's okay. You just take a deep breath, you know.
Yeah.
And so
and
here we
and make them practice hard.
Yeah.
You know, in practice, those girls.
Keep you honest.
That's an important.
You know, it keeps you honest.
Important part of the team, even if they don't get on the floor during
Everybody's
the game.
Got a job.
Yep.
Everybody's
absolutely.
Got a job.
Great,
so,
great win.
Great team win.
Great
well,
job.
I appreciate you guys all the way
I need to be close down here all the time because you like I hear you say things and I'm I need to plug that in somehow, you know?
Well, and then a little bit of it, too, is I was like, oh, gosh, you guys are sitting a little close for comfort there. So I'm pretty sure up here there's a little bit of screaming. I probably didn't need a mic at any point or another.
We were thinking about giving you a headset.
Yeah, we thought about it. I wanted to.
Well, for 90% of the game, I would have probably been okay for that. There's about that 10% when I...
No, we're not... We couldn't get the Wi-Fi signal, so we're not broadcasting, but we are recording, so I could...
Oh.
Nobody would ever know what anything you say.
Okay, today, guys, FR Radio is only broadcasting one quarter of the game. We're going to give you the fourth quarter. But...
Yeah, we just cut out little snippets and nobody would know.
That's right.
And we're back after 3 minutes of play.
Great win today,
Coach.
Oh,
gosh. Yep, absolutely. It'll definitely be a nice bus ride home. You know, those Saturday games are always tough.
Yeah, I think it's the breakfast.
Well, we definitely hit the breakfast.
Oh, where did we go for breakfast?
We went to Brick Street this morning for breakfast. And we kind of were like, we're going to cut it a little tight because... Mm-hmm. You know, it's everybody wants Saturday morning Brick Street breakfast.
Yeah.
We'd go to North End, but I don't know if there's enough seats there.
I know, and that they have great breakfast up there.
I know.
Too.
And I don't know if you could maybe get in the back room there.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe get everybody.
Maybe.
Together.
Yeah. And then we hit our 5 win. So this morning it was just me. I said, hey, let's go get some breakfast.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love Brick Street breakfast. Yeah. So that was just a me, but they hit the 5 win mark. So that means then we get to have a team meal somewhere else.
Awesome.
So they're excited and. I can't wait to hear where they want to go.
Oh, good, good, good. Great job today.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Have a good day and a safe trip back.
Yep. See ya.
All right, bye.
Let's take another quick break here. Be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to the Eagle's Nest here at Troy Christian. And the Indians come away with a 37-31 hard-fought victory. And so it was a pretty good game, pretty physical. There were turnovers galore. They were giving us trouble on on our offensive end. They were contesting every pass, and we were giving them trouble on them coming up the court. We did full court press and had – plenty of steals, and they would turn it back around, and then they'd steal it from us down once we got into our offense. So a lot of aggressiveness. The officials did let them play some. At one point, it started to look like it might get a little too physical, and then that backed off pretty quickly. So I don't know if the officials said something or the kids just decided they didn't want to get into that kind of a battle. So things we have coming up tonight. The boys will be at Mississinewa Valley. That's a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Dave Kalp and Brian Patch. As far as I know, no video available for that game. So you need to go there and watch the game. Next week, Thursday, the girls play, will host Minster. And that'll be a WPGW simulcast with the NFHS video, of course, at home. And Friday, the boys will be at Minster. And that'll be a WPGW simulcast. NFHS video is available, but I don't know if they will have any audio with that. So you can kind of coordinate our simulcast or WPGW's audio with the NFHS using pause buttons and that kind of thing to make it coordinate itself. Then Saturday, the girls play at Tri-Village. I'm going to see if the Tiger is broadcasting that game. If they are, we will simulcast it. If not, we will not be able to broadcast it since we can't get a signal there, but we might, we almost for sure will be recording it like we're doing this game. And we may record it even if we have the Tiger simulcast live. So do not know yet if Tiger's going to be there. That's Saturday noon JV start. Then Saturday night next week, the boys will go to Ridgemont up north, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast. So got tonight at Mississinewa, the boys. Thursday, girls host Minster. Friday, boys at Minster. Saturday, girls at Tri-Village, boys at Ridgemont. So for Diana Rammel, we appreciate you listening, and we'll see you tonight.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.